Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Chaf Aleph. We are up to Siv Beis, the third to last line on page 274. We discussed last time in Siv Aleph the bracha that one makes when there was a tsar going on because of lack of rain, and it finally rains a certain amount, so we said there's a special bracha that you make. But we didn't say what the bracha was. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Beis, Umam Bevarech, what is the bracha? So says the Mechaberim, Ein lo sada, if a person does not own a field, Omer, he says, Modim anachnu l'cho Hashem elokeinu al kol tipa v'tipa shehu adata lanu, that we thank you, Hashem, for every drop of rain that you brought down for us. V'ilu finu mole shira kayom v'chuli ad hein heim yodu v'yivarchu eshimcha malkeinu. So he says, after he starts off with the modim, he goes on to say the rest of the tefillah of nishmas. That's part of the bracha. V'chosim, and he ends the bracha with Baruch Ato Hashem, kel rov ha-hodos. That's all what he says if he does not have a field. V'im yesh lo sada b'shutfusim acher, if he owns a field with a partnership with someone else, mevarach hatov ha-meitiv, then he makes the bracha of hatov ha-meitiv, which is always made when there's a simcha for you and for someone else together. V'im ein lo shutuf basada, if he has a field that's not a partnership, he owns it on his own, so then mevarach shechianu, then he makes a bracha of shechianu. The Rama ends the siman and says, "Yesh omrim da shomeya sheyardu gushamim mevarach atov amitiv." There are those who say, even if you don't see the rain, you just hear that the rain came down. That's already grounds to make the bracha of hatov amitiv. Again, if you had a shutfus, says the Mishaburis of Katan Gimel. The end of the bracha is rov ha-hodos. Ratzalomer means to say beribui ha-hodos, with an abundance of thanks. Sivkot and Dalet b'shutfus, if you own a field b'shutfus, you make atov ametiv. Shehetiv lo, that Hashem did good for you. V'gam la'acherim imo, and also for others together with you. T'haynu la'ashutuf, and that means for the partner. U'mashma b'har be'achronim, it's implied from many achronim that filu im yesh lo rak isha u'bonim, him gam kem b'chlal shutofin. That even if a person doesn't actually have a partner, he just has a wife and he has children, so they're considered as partners because they're all part of the simcha together and the fact that their field was now given rain. Sivkotan hei, v'im ein lo, the mechaber said if he doesn't have a shutuf in the field, he makes a shechianu. Says the mishabura haroa nilos kashu koton, one who sees the Nile River when it is low, v'choze v'ro'ehu bizman shu gadol, and then he goes back and sees it again when it is very high, v'sameach b'riyasa, and he is happy at the sight, it's an amazing sight, so mevarach shechianu, he makes a bracha shechianu af de ein lo karka, even if he does not own land. Kevan duhubam izman lizman, since this idea of the Nile going so high is something that happens only once in a while. And he gets hanoah and he rejoices at the appearance, at the seeing of this raising of the Nile. So logoro ni adam haroes chavero, it's no worse than a person who sees a friend and he's happy to see him. Then he makes a shechianu. We're going to get to the halacha soon. If you didn't see a friend for a certain amount of time and then you see him, make a shechianu. So here also you see a sight that makes you happy, it brings you simcha, you make a shechianu. Aval haroa b'chol yom, but one who sees it every day, after b'yom zeni tosaf al shalafonav, even though today it's added, there's more water than there was the day before, mikomakom lo yivarach yisil, you will not make the bracha, the kamakama batal banar, because each drop as it came down was batal and anar, you will not make a bracha. V'imroa mayim shebiklig, and if you see water in the klig, what is that? That's also an offshoot of the Nile that starts spreading out because the river got so high. If you already saw this water in the Nile and then it started going off into the klig, you will not go ahead and make a bracha on seeing the klig. But if you didn't see the water yet and now this is the first time you're seeing it in the klig, so you will make a shechianu Kambo, because that's also something that people rejoice at seeing, and it warrants a shechianu. Sivkaton vav mevarach shechianu. You make a bracha of shechianu. Levad alone, velo atova metiv, and you do not make a bracha of atova metiv. That's if you own the field by yourself. Vafilu yesh lo shutuf kusi lo mikir shutuf laze. Even if you have a shutuf that is a kusi, that's a goy, that also is not called a shutuf lagabe this. Only if you have a wife, you have children, or you have a real partner, then you'll make a atova metiv. If it's a goyish partner or no partner, then you'll make a shechianu. The Mishabura continues in Sefkat and Zayin. On the Ramah that said, there are those who say, if you just hear the rain came down, you make the bracha of Atova Metiv. Says the Mishabura, it's a lomer afshalo rab atzmo, even though you didn't see the rain yourself. Rakshoma me'acherim sheyardu gashomim basada shalo. You just heard from others that rain came down in your field, achar hatzira, after it was held back. The kanal, like we said before. So gamkein shayat brachas Atova Metiv, that's also shayat mit the bracha of Atova Metiv. Vahanyu kashasada shalo hu bashutfus. That's obviously in a case where the field is owned with a partnership. The kanal b'roa b'yatzmon, like we just said before, when you see it yourself. So says the Ramah, whether you see it yourself or you hear about it, if you have a partnership, you make atova metiv. V'masada shayach lo levado, if the field only belongs to you alone, mevara shechianu v'kanal, then upon hearing it, even if you don't see it, you will also make a shechianu, like we said before. Vin ein lo sada ein mavar klal. B'zakta mishabura. That's all if you own a field, either by yourself or with a partnership, b'seya shachyanu or atova meitev. But if you don't own a field, in which case we said you have the bracha of the modim anol afanecha that we said before. So says the mishabura. If you don't own a field, ein mavar klal, then you don't make a bracha. Va'afilu birkas modim hanal, and even the bracha of modim that we mentioned before, you do not say if you do not see it. The bracha zulo nitkana elo biroa biatzmo. This bracha was only established when you see the rain coming down yourself, velo bishomea, not when you hear it. That is the psak of the Magen Avraham and the Chai Odom. Ubishita mekubeses masik besodvarav de ein chilo klal ben ro lo shomea. The shita mekubeses comes out of maskana that there's absolutely no chilo between seeing the rain yourself or hearing about the rain. V'yachol levarach birchas modim afilu b'shomea, and even the bracha of modim you are allowed to say even if you don't see the rain, even if you just hear about the rain. U'mikomakom nira desavei brachas l'hakel. But the bottom line says the mishabura is, since it's a machlokas, if you say this bracha of modim upon hearing and not seeing, since it's a safek, we'll say savei brachas l'hakel, and l'maisa you would not make a bracha. There's one important bi'alocha I would like to read at the end of the siman, and that is on page kufla milches devamaskul mavarach shachyanu. He said, if a person sees or hears a rain coming to his own field that's not owned as a partnership, he'll make a bracha shechianu. Zok de b'alocha v'lo hatova metiv, and he will not make a hatova metiv. The afagav de geshem zehu tova gamkein l'chol ha'olam, says the Mishabura, even though this rain that's coming down is not only benefiting him, the rain is benefiting the entire world, certainly the entire region. Shahar be'anoshim yeishlam sados, many people have fields and they're all benefiting from the rain. So therefore, one might think you're a shutuf in the benefit of the rain, so you should make atova metiv. Says the Chavetz Chaim, no, mikom makom lo shayach levruchei atova metiv. You still, in this case, will not make atova metiv. Deba'inan sheyu shutafim imo gufo betova zushu mevarach aleha. They have to be partners in the thing that you're making the bracha on. What you're making the bracha on when you own a sada is that your sada was watered. The fact that someone else is happy that his sada was watered, you're not shutfin in that. So we don't look at it that you're both shutfin in the rain that came down, you're both benefiting from the rain that came down. We look at your field. So it's true you're both benefiting from the rain, but you're not both benefiting from the rain on the same field. And therefore, even though you're both benefiting from the rain, since it's benefiting you each in your own personal fields, you will make a bracha shechianu that does not join you together to warrant the bracha of hatov v'meitev. That's a very important point that the Be'er Halacha is bringing down. And that concludes Siman Reish Chaf Aleph. And now we're going to begin Simen Reish Chav Beis. We're on page Kuf Lamed Ches. Simen Reish Chav Beis is Birchas Hoda'as Hatov V'Hara. It's the bracha of thanking Hashem for the good and the bad. The Mechaber says in Sef Aleph, Al Shmuo Shein Tovos Lo Levado, one who hears good news that's good for himself alone, Mevarach Shechianu, he makes the bracha Shechianu. V'im Hein Tovos Lo Vila Acherim Mevarach Hatov Ametiv. And once again, if the news that he hears is not only good for him, it's good news for others as well, then he makes a bracha of Hatov Ametiv. Says the Mishabura Sefkatan Aleph, V'davka k'sheshoma mipi adam nemun. That which you hear good news and you're going to make a shachyanu or a tov ametiv, it's only if you hear it from a trustworthy person. V'zeha adam ra bi'atzmo. Not only do you have to hear it from a trustworthy person, but that person you hear from has to have seen the good thing by himself. Aval im shoma shmua. V'ein ha-magid nemun. I skipped the brackets for a moment, but if you heard a shmua, but the one who said it over to you is not trustworthy, o sho ha-magid lo ra bi'atzmo, or he is trustworthy, but he didn't see it by himself, he heard it from someone else, so in that case, lo yivarech. Says the brackets, right? Avalim shoma shmua, bein shmua tova, this applies whether it's good news, shetzarach levarech alei atova meitav o shechyanu, whether it's good news that you make a tova meitav on or shechyanu, bein shmua ro, shetzarach levarech alei adayin ha-emes, or if it's bad news, they have to make a adayin ha-emes. So whatever bracha you're making based on the word of someone else, it has to be that two points are in place. Number one is that he's a trustworthy person, and number two, he's reporting on what he actually saw. If he's either not trustworthy, or he's trustworthy, but he didn't see it, he heard it from someone else, so that's already too far removed. In those cases, you would not make a bracha. Continues the Mishabur in the third line. V'chein im shoma shenitfas ha-gazlan shegozal mimenu. So too, if one heard that the gazlan that stole from him was caught, lo yivarech ad sheyoshiv lo hagzela. He should not make the bracha until he actually gets his stolen goods returned. Continues the Mishabura, mi shehochrach machmas aniuso lokachas isha ashira shelo bechefzel, a person who is forced because of his poverty to marry a wealthy woman that he doesn't really want to marry. So it's good news and bad news. He's become wealthy, but he has a wife that he doesn't really want. So mevarech atov ametiv dayin ha-emes, says the Magen Avraham, he'll make both brachos, atov ametiv on the wealth, and dayin ha-emes on the wife. Says the Prima Gadim that it appears to me that nowadays we limit these brachos are optional, and the minog has evolved that we don't make these brachos so much. Gam b'seifam murek etziyam afakfi b'zeh. The Mora Katsiyah also takes issue on this last psak that the Magen Avraham brings down. An interesting note over here, if you look at note number 2, halfway down, it brings up interesting Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Sha'atam she'in mevarachim she'achiyanu b'lakichas isha. Why don't we make a she'achiyanu on getting married? Hu mipneisha b'shas ha'irusin ein ha'simcha shleim adayin. We know that a marriage consists of two parts. There's a kedushin, and there's the Nisuin, and it used to be in the times of Chazal that the Kedushin and the Nisuin were 12 months apart, and now we do them both under the Chuppah at the Chasana together. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the reason why we don't make a Shechyonu on Lekichas Isha is because at the time of the Irisin, Ein HaSimcha Shleim Adayin, it's not a full Simcha, because you're not fully married, you're not mutter to be with your wife. U'b'shas HaNisuin, Shenigmura HaSimcha, that's when the Simcha is complete, it's also Iyav Shalavarich, Mipnei She'etzim Adavar Kva Nigmar Be'erusin. You really got married already by the time of the Erusin. So you can't make the bracha b'shas Erusin, because it's not complete Simcha. You can't make the bracha by the Nisuin, because you really were married already by the time of the Erusin. And therefore there's no bracha of Shechianu on a marriage. The host of any adds on, Sha'avshiv is Maneno Nasim Ha'irusim and Nesuim Vas Achas. I nowadays we do the Irusim and Nesuim together at the Chasana, so why isn't there a Shechyanu? Mikomokom Ein Lavarech, still says Aruch HaShulchan, you don't make a Shechyanu. Shekevan Shebizman Shenasu Benifrad Lo Birchu. Since in the olden days, when the Kedushin and the Nesuim were separated, there was no Bracha. So Af Anu Ein Bavarechim, we don't change, and therefore we also do not make a Bracha. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kadam Beis. We said on Shmuos Tovos, so the Mishabur is bothered by the Lashon of Shmuos, which is plural, Noka B'Lashon Rabim. It mentions it, B'Lashon Rabim, Lahoros, the teacher, Shem Shoma Kama Shmuos, B'Bas Achas, if you hear a few pieces of good news together as one, Dailo B'Vracha Echos, it's enough to say one bracha of Shechyanu or Atova Metiv on all the news that you hear. Now the Shaar Tzion Oz Gimel points out that even though the Lashon of the Mishaburah is, you hear various good newses, Bebas Achas, near the Bebas Achas Ladavka, doesn't mean you heard them all the same exact time, Elo Kol Shelo Beirach Al Shmua Rishona Kebas Achas Dami. So long that you didn't make a bracha on the first report of good news, and then you heard soon afterwards a second report, so that's also considered Bas Achas. You'll make one bracha on all the news that you heard in that short span of time. Sivkaton Gimel Mavarash Shechianu. Again, if it's a good news report that's only benefiting you alone, you make a bracha Shechianu. Hainu Keshiyesh Lo Simcha Me'ashmua. That's obviously in a case where you have Simcha from the news that you heard. V'chein Lehipach, and so to the opposite, B'dayin Ha'emes, by the bracha of Dayin Ha'emes, which you'll see soon, Keshiyesh Lo Tzar Me'ashmua. It's when you hear bad news and the Shmua causes you Tzar. Says the Mechaber Vaidus Abiz. Al Shmuos Ros Mivarech, on bad news that you hear, you make a bracha, bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Dayin HaEmes. So on bad news, as we know, we make a bracha of Dayin HaEmes. There is no Mishabura on Sebeis, but there are two important bealachas. Number one, Al Shmuos Ros. Bein Shein Ros Lo Levado O Gam LaAcherim. Whether the bad news that you hear is only bad for you, or it's bad for others as well, there's only one bracha of Dayin HaEmes. Obviously, what he's addressing is that we just said, when it comes to good news, if it's only related to you, it's Shechianu. If it's related to you and others, it's Atov HaMetiv. But when it comes to bad news, there's one bracha, doesn't matter how many people it relates to, the bracha is Dayin HaEmes. The next Bir Halacha, very important, Devar Maska Dayin HaEmes. A person planted a field of wheat, and he gets report that when the wheat grew, a lot of grass grew there as well. Or a person gets news that his wife gave birth to a girl, and he really wanted a boy. Says the Chafetz Chaim, in those two cases, you got a bad report, not what you wanted, but you do not make a bracha dayin ha'emes. Why? Av sheyesh lo tzar mizeh. Even though you have tzar, part of your field did not grow the crops, it grew grass, you really wanted a boy and you had a girl, even though it's tzar to you, you do not make a dayin ha'emes. Ki lo niskan bracha zo ela al dover shemitchila nitan lo. The bracha of Dayin HaEmes is only said on something that at first was given to you, v'yachakach niskalkel o nevar, and then it got ruined or got taken away from you. Something that you had that got lost. Think about someone that's nifter. When we say Dayin HaEmes, you had this relative and now you lost the relative. It's something that you had and you lost it. That's an imbika Dayin HaEmes. Masha'en kein hocha, which is not the case over here in these two examples, hachitim lo nevchu la'asavim, the field, as it was growing the wheat, it also grew some grass. It's not that the wheat turned into grass, v'haben lo nepach l'nekeva, and it's not like the son turned into a daughter, el shemitchila lo nitan lo ben. Just from the beginning, you did not get the son that you wanted. You did not get the wheat that you wanted. That does not warrant a dayin ha'emes. And so too, the same way you didn't get the son that you wanted, you didn't get the wheat that you wanted. There is no bracha of dayin ha'emes when you don't get what you wanted. It's only when what you have gets ruined, that's when you make a dayin ha'emes. Then the Bir Halacha just gives another couple of examples. In Nodelo Shehichmitz Yenu, a person had a lot of wine, and he finds out that it went sour, mevarach dayin ha'emes, because he had wine, and it got ruined. Upashet or huadin and nisrafu lo nechasav, certainly if his nechasim got burnt, osha meislo behemto, or his animal died, v'chol ki agavna dover shederach adam letzdarbo, something that he had, and it's a normal tzar for a person if he loses it, all those cases he will make the bracha of dayin ha'emes. Let's see one more siv gimel. Chayev adam levarech al hara'a, b'da shlema u'benefesh chaveitza k'derach shemevarech b'simcha latova. A person must make the bracha of dayin ha'emes on the bad news with a da shlema u'benefesh chaveitza with the same enthusiasm as he makes the bracha of shechianu and tova meitiv on the good news. Ki hara'a lo ovdei Hashem, because when bad things happen to ovdei Hashem, he simchasam b'tovasam. It's happy for them and it's good for them. Why? Kevan shemekabel me'ava ma. Since they accept with Ava that which Hashem was nigzer on them, that which was nigzer on them, they accept with Ava, and therefore that's considered a positive thing for them. Nimsa should be kabbalos ra'azu. It turns out with their kabbalah of this bad, who overdas Hashem, he's serving Hashem. She's simchalo, which is a joy for him. So a person who is an Eved Hashem, whether something good happens to him or something bad happens to him, even by the bad thing that happens, his accepting of the bad as the gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's his service of Hashem, and that service of Hashem brings him simcha, and therefore he has to make the bracha with the same enthusiasm on something bad as on something good. Says the Mishabura, Sevkat and Dal, Kedera Shemavarech, Ki Be'emes Kol HaYisurin, Because in truth, any bad things that happen to a person, bein begufu, bein b'mamon, whether it's to his body or to his money, hu hakol kapara al ha'avonos. It's all an atonement for his sins. Kedei shelo yitzarech lehisyaser lo'asid lavo, so he should not have to get punished and get pained in the future. Shesham ha'onesh hu harbe yoser gadol. We know the punishment in Gehenim, lo'asid lavo, is much worse than any punishment we can get in this world. So therefore, a person has to know any yisurim he gets over here is a kapara. It's much easier to get punished with yisurim on your guf or your money in this world than to get any punishments in the next world. And we'll bring a medrash in a second, but look at note number 9, a very important note. Uvisifro Shem Olam, the Chavetz Chaim says, in one of his Musar Svarim called Shem Olam, She'af im lo motzel chet ben afsho. Someone has yisurim, so he tries to look to see if he has a chet of what caused the yisurim, but he doesn't come up with any chet that might have caused it. So pa'amim rabos yisurim hem lo nisayon. Many times his yisurim are not coming as a kapara for his sins, but they're coming to test him. Im yamur behem lekablon bi'ahava v'shelo levatel me'avodaso avuram. If he's going to be mekabel his yisurim with love, and he's not going to be mevatel his service of Hashem because of the yisurim, shekein derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the way of Hashem, shemenase es hatzadikim b'nisyonos, that he tests tzadikim with nisyonos, kedei lahagdil ascharim, in order to increase their schar. So Zot HaChavetz Chaim, besides what we're saying over here in the Mishabura, Zot HaChavetz Chaim, the Yisurim are coming as a kapara for Avonos, but Zot HaChavetz Chaim in Shem Olam, even if it's not coming as a kapara for Avonos, it's coming to test the person to see if he's not going to be mevatel from Avodas Hashem, he's in Mekabel Biava, and through that, he will get tremendous schar. Then the Mishabura brings a Medrash, Ukid Isa Medrash. Yitzchak Tova Yisurin. Yitzchak requested Yisurin from Hashem. Skip the brackets for a moment. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chayecha, by your life. Dover Tov Ato Mevakesh. You're asking for something good. Umimcha Animaschil. And Hashem said to Yitzchak, I'm going to give you Yisurin. I'm going to start from you. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Vayihi Kizokin Yitzchak. And it was when Yitzchak got old, Vatechena Eina Miros. And his eyes became dull from seeing. It became blind. He was not able to see. Yitzchak asked for Yisurin. And he was the first one. Hashem started with him. He got Yisurim. In the brackets, he points out, Hainu shehu hikir godol midas hadin shel asid. Yitzchak recognized the tremendous din la asid, and he said, it's not kedai. Give me the Yisurim in this world. Hu kein zeh omer gam kein David HaMelech ova shalom. David HaMelech said a similar thing to Yitzchak by saying, somar mipatucha besari, that my flesh shudders from the fear of Hashem, umimishpatecha yaresi, I'm afraid of your mishpat. V'tova ba'atzmo yisurin, David HaMelech asked for himself to have yisurin, kidei sheyenakem mikol v'kol, so he should be cleansed totally, v'lo yitztarech lifchorod, he shouldn't have to be afraid anymore of the mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'asid lavo. We'll stop here, that concludes Siv Gimel, continue with Hashem in the next year with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.